Gospel chapter 9. Luke's Gospel chapter 9. Verse 23 says, "And he said unto them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." In the 57th verse, "And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Jesus said unto him, Foxes have their holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. He said unto another, Follow me. And he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, not going back, just looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. In the 14th chapter of Luke, Jesus gave another seminar. I thought it was for the ministers, but I looked a little closer, and I found it was the conditions for the kingdom. It's for every Assembly of God church. We read verse 25, "And there went great multitudes with him. He turned and said unto them, If any man," if you want to have a camp meeting, just read every time Jesus said, "If any man," hallelujah, "If any man thirst, let him come and drink. If any man will come unto me, I'll give him life. If any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church." See, that lets everybody in. Hallelujah. If any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and his children and his brethren and sisters, yea, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me, he cannot be my disciples. That's pretty strong. We say he won't make a good one, but Jesus said he cannot be my disciple if he doesn't bear his cross and come after me. For which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it, lest haply after he's laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all that behold begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else while he's a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you, that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Jesus said it to the multitude. Jesus did not say it in a minister seminar. Whosoever he be of you, that forsaketh not all that he hath, cannot be my disciple. Now we read our text tonight. It's the greatest one in the Bible. Philippians, will you share with us tonight, chapter 2? And I want to talk to you tonight on the Lordship of our Christ. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal unto God, but made of himself no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I want to talk to you tonight on these few words. Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hearts and hands and worship him. Rebabando Sarabindo Karendatanam. Riparame. Ribababando. Krishabindo Kurinanamando. Leremiando Brin Sarabe Karamando. Reve Sepru Muto Blite Rebe Tomo. Laremino Kurisurbinde. Hallelujah. We ask you for holy unction tonight. We worship you for the revelation of the Spirit, for the quickening of the Holy Ghost upon this rally. May the hallowed glory of thy presence fill this tabernacle tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you the praise in the wonderful name of the Lord. Amen. Quite some time back in an afternoon, I often pray with my Bible open. I read a while, preach a while, and pray a while. In fact, I've several times preached going down the highway, so I'm sure the people I met wondered what on earth was wrong with me. If you think these are long sermons, you should be with me when I'm by myself. Amen. I preached 100 miles. Hallelujah. Oh, what a joy it is to revel in the things of God. And often with my Bible open in the study, I cry and pray and read and then pray, and I had my Bible open to the second chapter of the book of Philippians. And these words seem to stand out in bold capital letters. Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Christ is Lord. And I, for the first time in my life, I read it again. Jesus Christ is Lord. And every tongue will confess it. Every angel shouts it. Hallelujah. Every inhabitant of heaven sings, he's Lord. Hallelujah. Every man on planet Earth somewhere, someday, will say it with bold tongue, he is Lord. Every demon in the underworld, everyone in the abyss has to cry, he's Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is Lord. I looked it up for the first time to see what it meant, and it meant sovereign governor, complete overseer, unrestricted ruler, sole owner. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. When he becomes sovereign governor, complete overseer, unrestricted governor. Hallelujah. When he becomes sole owner, things are different then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why Paul could say, no one can call him Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost takes possession, we're not our own. We're bought with a price, and we lose our identity, and I have a purchased possession of his. We're a temple of the Holy Ghost. We're the tabernacle of God. We're the redeemed of Zion. Hallelujah. He's Lord. Makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. He is Lord. Hallelujah. Now, whether you make him Lord in your life or not, he's Lord of the universe. He's Lord over nature. He's Lord over kingdoms. He's Lord over all angels. For he is Lord God, Almighty King Eternal. Praise the Lamb. Omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, all-wise, all-powerful King, glorious Creator, Life-Giver. Hallelujah. Amen. Makes me want to shout. You put a post in the ground, it'll rot. He puts a sprout in the ground and it grows. Hallelujah. He's Lord. Amen. The beginning of miracles, he came to the wedding of Canaan of Galilee, and they were out of wine. Wine of the Bible is a symbol of joy. Oh, I've been in so many churches when it looked like they were out of it. Say amen. I looked back the other day and I saw people swatting young'uns, reading the evangel, and I thought, Lord, they're out of wine here. Come and perform a miracle. The organ sound like it hurt while it was playing. It began to groan and hurt. And I thought, that poor thing stayed here till it hurts too. Oh, for a revival of joy in the Holy Ghost. To make him Lord, put the camp meeting in your soul. Hallelujah. They were out of wine. The mother of Jesus said, Jesus, they're out of wine. They said, what's that to me? Mine hour not yet come. She told them a recipe for revival. Whatsoever he saith to you, do it. You'll have something. Hallelujah. And he turned around and told one of the water carriers, fill up with water. And he said, we don't need water. No. He started pouring water in. Hallelujah. When you do what he says, whether it's, hallelujah, whether it's the 14th point or gold crown, something school or not, if you'll do it, he's a miracle worker. He's Lord. Like the way you're shouting. They filled the pots with water. He simply said, bear and give to the governor. And the governor took one sip and said, wow, this doesn't taste like tomato juice. Father, you've saved the best till now. That comes from the hand of our Lord is better than that can be made in the factory of man. For he is Lord of quality. He is Lord of quality. Hallelujah. If your experience is second-handed, you didn't get it from him. He's not running a second-hand store. Every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Amen. He's Lord of quality. The best wine, he's the maker of. Hallelujah. Amen. Wouldn't you hate to be in something else besides this? Wouldn't it be awful to be in a church without any anointing? Amen. That's why folks are having nervous breakdown in this. They're trying to have a Pentecostal church without that special supernatural. This will tucker you out. Revival can't last but Wednesday through Sunday night if you don't get the supernatural. But when he comes and he's Lord, and you drink of that that he's made, there's something about that that is better than anything the world or the devil has ever concocted. Not only is he Lord of quality, but he's got plenty of it. Anything that's real good, scarce. The reason why diamonds are high, they're not plentiful. Flint rocks are not high. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there's not a scarcity of this. He's not only Lord of quality, but he's Lord of quantity. For whenever the 5,000 men besides the women and young followed him into a desert place, and they didn't have any bread, and finally he said, give them bread to eat. And they said, well, nobody's got any bread. And they found one little boy that had a jewel shortening can with his initials with an ice pick in the top of it. And he could have had a brimful syrup bucket, had a few little biscuits and a few little fish in it. And one little boy was there, and a preacher was trying to take that away from him. I don't blame him for looking up the second time. Preacher said, Sonny, give it to the Lord. He said, buddy, why didn't you bring some? This is my fish. Bring it to Jesus, son. He'll bless you. You get blessed. Makes me wonder. Finally, Andrew got him talked out of his lunch. But then, with the best algebra he had, he figured that wouldn't give everybody a bite apiece. 25,000, two fishes, 4 inches long. Say, man, that won't give everybody a bite, Master. And Jesus said, everybody sit down. Now, Jesus couldn't have performed this miracle at the general council. Say, well, you can't perform it there. They won't sit down. I like the way you're shouting. He said, get in companies of 50. And one little bunch over here said, we've got 40, and that's all we want, Master. Uncle Ned's our superintendent. Cousin Charlie's on the he's on the board. And Aunt Nancy is the Sunday school secretary, and we can't afford to get anybody in. It upset our voting power. Now, shall we? Say amen. I'd just as soon try to run a dairy with a bunch of steers as a setup like that. This thing he has to be Lord of our lives. He has to own you. We're not our own. Amen. Another bunch got over here and said, we want those they don't want. We care not what church you belong to, just as long as you're tied to his hand. Now shout. Hallelujah. But he prayed. Now this is the miracle I'd like to have seen. I do not know whether... Hallelujah. I'd like to see how he did this. He broke the fish. But I'd like to know if they started coming out of that jewel shortening can like popcorn out of a popcorn popper. Hallelujah. I heard a modernist say that you can't realize those were ocean fish. And there wasn't any real miracle, for there's huge fish in the ocean. But what one little boy is doing carrying a huge fish is a greater miracle than that.
and to get him in a brimful syrup bucket is still bigger than that. Amen. He's Lord. Superintendent, he's still Lord of glory. He's the Lord God Almighty. And he's got plenty of it. Oh, hallelujah. If it's playing out over at your place, he's not there. Hallelujah. For it's still falling. Psalm said the river of God is full. Well, hallelujah. Unto him that's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all. You can ask or think. Hallelujah. He's Lord over distance. Certain centurion came, said, Master, my servant at home is sick, and I wish you'd come and heal him. And he said, well, I'll go heal him. Oh, he said, Master, you don't understand. I'm just a captain. I'm not a general. I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. Speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. I'm seeing folks now say, as good as I've been, I don't see why it doesn't touch me. That's a good way to die. Go pick you out a tombstone. You're not going to get it. Amen. It's, oh, hallelujah. When we come to the way of the cross, unworthy, oh, Master, but I'm your child, and I come asking a crumb that falls from the Master's table. He's still Lord of glory and Lord over distance. He's a miracle worker of Galilee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's Lord over nature. Simon, have you paid your income tax? No, I forgot. You better get at it. It's April the 14th. Simon goes down, cast your hook in the sea, Simon. Put it over there. And the first fish you catch, look down in his right beside of his tonsil. He'll have enough money to pay our income tax. Go file my report too. Now, I don't know how this miracle happened, whether a fisherman was out over the boat, pulled his wallet out, dropped the gold piece overboard, or whether God made one, minted in heaven's courts. Hallelujah. A coin collector's item. Hallelujah. Didn't have Denver Mint on it. I don't know who made it. Could have been a fisherman, lost it out of his pocket. May have been a sinner. May have been a cusser. Now he says to that speckled trout, go over there. Now get that piece of cork right down there. Get that. Don't you swallow it. Hold it right there with your tonsil. Now go over here. Don't you get that hook. That's a sinner. Amen. Amen. Oh, don't bite his. He's backslid. Come over here. Hallelujah. And the... Now, don't you swallow that can. Get a hold of that hook. Simon pulls him out, opens his mouth, reaches down by his tonsil, pulls it out, files income tax, and the bills are paid. Every fish I catch, I look in his mouth the first thing. He may have something in there for me. Oh, he's Lord. He's Lord. He's Lord over disease. He's Lord over infirmity. He's Lord over demons. Hallelujah. Devil-possessed man had enough devils, as our brother said, to cost 2,000 hogs to commit suicide. I like that. I'll remember that. May owe you a little royalty from here on. Amen. Hallelujah. But he met this man that wouldn't wear clothes. I'm wondering about some of these I'm seeing now that don't have enough clothes on to make a jackrabbit a pair of leggings. Now shout. Say amen.
Jesus said to the demons, shut up and come out. He's Lord over demons. He's Lord over death. He's Lord over the grave. He's Lord over sin. He is Lord of the universe tonight. Sir, he's Lord. Let the critics, let the agnostic, let the infidels print their pages. When their printing presses have quit running, this blessed book will live to preach their funeral. For he's Lord. Amen. When Darwin said, when he printed the Death's Origin of the Species, said within 25 years, I'll wipe out the Bible and there'll be no more Bibles. And Darwin's funeral was held, and the American Bible Society bought that same printing press and began to print, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, Mr. He's Lord, tonight, when the lights of the universe have hid their face in shame, when the last form of Gentile rule has crumbled and been ground to powder, and the iron of the clay has been rendered to dust, he will reign supreme, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, and his glory shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Bless his name. But let me ask you tonight, is he Lord of your life? He's Lord over nature. He's Lord of the animal kingdom. He can make a long-necked giraffe get in that ark. Tell him to get your neck down while you get in now. Now go back to that back stall. Now stand in the back and eat hay out of the top loft. Not enough cowboys in West Texas to put them in there, but God put them in there. He's Lord over everything in this universe but man. And God gave you a will, and that will is yours. You don't have to bow here. You will bow. But you're in control tonight. The weakest little shrimp in this building can walk out and say no to God. That's right. You have it in your power tonight to say no to God. I want to shout it loud and clear. He's Lord. To them don't make him Lord. Jesus talked about a cross. Jesus talked about a yoke. Jesus talked about a plow. Jesus talked about a cup. If you go through with him, you'll go by the way of the cross. And now I'm down to my message, and I'll have to close on them. Jesus said to a certain group, come and go with me. I want you to go preach my gospel. And he said, Lord, where do you live? Where do you stay? I'd like to stay in the Holiday Inn. Amen. I'm used to a sealy mattress, Lord. He said, foxes have their holes. The birds of the air have their nest, but the Son of Man have not where to lay his head. If you're going through with me, you won't worry so much about where you're going to lay your head. You'll worry about doing the will of your Father, which has called you. Another said, Lord, I want to join your party. I want to go with your group. Let me first go bury my father. He said, there's something more important than funerals. Let the dead bury their dead, but you've got a gospel to preach to the ends of the earth. Go and preach my kingdom. And another said, Lord, I want to go home. I want to bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. Jesus said, he that putting his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Do you know how the world is evangelized? Do you know how churches are built? It's by people that have made him Lord. Everything else fell in second, third, and last place because he ruled, he owned, he is Lord. Why call ye me Lord and do not the things that I bid you? Not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter in, but he that doeth the will of my Father. I'm down to the close. Jesus gathered a multitude to him and said, if any man come after me and love me less than he does his father, his mother, his brother, his sister, his wife, his children, his own life, he cannot be my disciple. If you're dictating on how you'll live for God, if your heart is halfway, God has no sharecroppers tonight. What could God do in West Texas if every Assembly of God member would just make him Lord and say, Master, I'm not my own. I belong to you. I love you more than houses and land, more than business, more than bank account, more than pleasure, more than anything. You're Lord, you're Master, you're the owner of my life. That's the conditions for the kingdom, mister. If there's reservations in your life, if the kingdom of God falls in any second place in your life, preacher, if there's anything in your ministry that has priority over the preaching of the cross, there's something bad wrong. You cannot be my disciple. My God. Committed, owned, dedicated. This one thing I do. This one thing. Hallelujah. Oh, the devil would like for us to settle for second best. Like for us to be engaged in good things to sacrifice the best. But what a camp meeting would break out if he could just be Lord of all that we are. More than houses, more than land, more than family, more than pleasure, more than anything. I want him Lord. And Jesus said, this is the only basis you'll ever get in. I was sitting in a missions rally not too long ago, and beside me was a little couple that had just dedicated their lives for the missions field. I looked up and saw that young lady and her husband, tears running down their cheeks while we were singing, I surrender all to Jesus. All to thee I surrender all. Asking them to make better. All to Jesus, I surrender. Whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. It doesn't say he'll be a poor disciple. It said he cannot be my disciple. Whosoever he be of you, that forsaketh not all that he hath. He cannot be my disciple. I believe I could have got the rich young ruler in my church. I believe I could have handled him. But Jesus told him, if you're going through, it takes total commitment. Come on now. But he'd have never made a disciple in my church. He might have made a member, but disciples are those that have put it all on the altar and said, Master, not my will, but thy will be done. I heard the Apostle Paul said, I count it all but dung that I might win Christ. Every bit of it is nothing, just that I could stand in his presence. I want to ask you tonight, is he Lord of your life? Does he own you? Does he possess you? Does he direct you? Is your life, is your heart, Is your pocketbook, is your soul completely, completely in the hands of the Lord? Master, we're not our own. You redeem me. You wash me. You own me. I'm yours. Hallelujah. Would you slip your hands up and let's ask him to be Lord of our lives. To the ends of the earth. Oh, God, we're not our own. We're not our own. Who am I to dictate the terms on which I'll follow? Forgive us, God. My Father, my Father, my Father. The way of the cross, the way of self-denial, the way of total commitment, the way of the Lordship of our Christ. He must own us. He must own us. He cannot be my disciple. He cannot. Whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, my God, the fashion of this world passes away, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. I want you to stand to your feet, and just in a moment of consecration, I want us to sing it, He is Lord. I want to know tonight, can you sing it from your heart? Is he the unrestricted governor? Is he the complete overseer? Does he own you? Are you telling God on what terms you'll follow him? Or will you say, Master, where he leads me, I'll follow. I'll be what you want me to be. I'll say what you want me to say. Sing it together. He is Lord. He is Lord. Can you say it from your heart? Can you mean it? Master, you're our Lord. You're my Lord. You're our risen Savior. That's right, that's right. Come after me and love me less than he does his father, mother, brother, sister, husband or wife or children or anything else, he cannot be my disciple. If any man come after me and doth not bear his cross, he cannot be my disciple. Whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if a salt is lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing. Cast it out. Trodden under the foot of men. We may look like salt. We may preach like salt. We may feel like salt. But it's that saltness that only God can put in there that makes it worthwhile. Sing it now one more time. He is Lord. And if you mean it tonight, would you raise both hands and say, I'll surrender to the Lordship of Christ. I commit my life wholly and unreservedly to the way of the cross. Take the world, take its pleasure, take its folly, take its fashion. It'll pass away, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Sing it now. He. Oh, oh, oh. Master, I'm not my old. All that I have and all that I ever shall be. This I give to you, Lord. Every knee, every knee. You're going through. If he's Lord, confess him Lord. Tell him he owns you. Commit your life to him.
Borrowed.
Hallelujah.
We brought nothing in. Hallelujah. We're taking nothing out.